Today's quote is by the artist 2 Feet in the song Her Life. You can't change the world through jaded eyes. Happy Monday. Welcome back to another episode of Morning Coffee. My name is Rick Alexander. You can follow me at RickAlexander_ on Instagram if you want to interact with the show. Of course, it would mean the world to me if you haven't yet, if you would head to iTunes and give us a 5-star review. And also, if you're getting anything out of the show, if you would share it with your friends or family or social following or anybody you think might also be able to get something from this message. So all of you that have been listening to the show for a few years, you know that I tend to keep you up to date on my personal life, what's going on with me, as far as it relates to the content that I'm producing in the show. And you also know that back in January, I switched most of my business from online, like haven't been doing the Clarity Academy, so that I could offer the Clarity Academy workshop and start working with people in person, because I just find that that kind of fills my cup a little bit more. And of course, the day that my business plan kind of went in place is the day that the entire world turned upside down and everything changed. And of course, my entire tour schedule, all the retreats I was working, basically everything got canceled. And so this gave me an opportunity to reflect and contemplate some of the deeper aspects of my life. And I realized, you know, this is an amazing opportunity to do the thing that I've been putting off for a very long time, which is to go back to school full time. And I really do have a desire to do the tedious schoolwork and wrestle over nuance and shore up my own philosophies. And so I'm telling you that, one, because today we're going to talk about changing perspective. And two, I'm telling you that to say that this show might not be as regular. I'm still going to shoot to produce it three days a week, but it's not going to be the priority. The priority is going to be the schoolwork. So just FYI, I wanted you guys to know if you miss a day here and there, or if I don't publish a day here and there, it's because, again, this just is not the priority. So as I start next month back in a master's program full time, that will be my priority. So in that moment when the world turned upside down, of course, I was given an option. Well, actually, not really given an option, right? It kind of forced me to rethink, which I think is the value for a lot of people right now. This illusion of safety has really been pulled out from under us. And so a lot of people see that nothing is actually safe, right? And so because we're all building sandcastles here, maybe it's time to start betting on ourselves. And I think for some people that have had it in the back of their mind or had that one thing they wanted to do, I'm hoping that this creates a little space in their life so that now is a good time to do that. So one of the other things, though, that I've noticed is starting to trend on the internet is this idea of what's called toxic positivity. I laugh, but actually I do kind of think it's a thing. So today I want to talk about, like, when does it make sense to put a positive spin on things? When are you just looking at the world through rose-colored glasses? And also, why is all of this important? Why does it matter? Most of you know that the backbone of my work is perspective, right? It is all about finding new perspectives, shifting your awareness, and sort of reconstituting the contents of your own consciousness based on your conscious choice, right? So deciding what's worth giving your attention to, deciding what's worth dwelling on. And through this, we can actually learn to think as a skill, and we can get better at making decisions that are productive for our lives. Now, perspective is the most important thing, but it's important when you're looking for opportunity, right? And so this is when a positive spin is not helpful, right? When you're not looking for an opportunity to do more work, right? When you are suppressing things. Well, I'll talk about the different ways that we cope and suppress things, but understand that the value in perspective is only because it can shift your mind. It can show you the other path, the one you didn't know was available from your current perspective. But if it's not giving you an opportunity to do more work, it's actually just bypassing the problem. And so it's like when you run into a failure in life, it's important that you conceptualize that as an obstacle so you know where you can do work, right? You know where you can put your effort to continue to make progress toward the life that you want. That's why it's important that you don't think about it as a failure. But to suppress it and to ignore it wouldn't help at all, because then you don't have something that you can leverage for your growth. And so when it comes to perspective, you're trying to reframe a situation that refocuses the narrative, right? That's what's important to do. And so anytime you're ignoring a problem, you're living in delusion. And you know, one of the reasons that I preach self-awareness and I built an entire curriculum around developing self-awareness is because our minds have so many implicit biases and mechanisms to make us believe that, well, to make us believe anything that's not in reality, right? It makes us believe we're doing better than we are. We often, I heard this explained in a really articulate way the other day. It's like when you cut somebody off, right? If you cut them off, you're like, well, it's because I was in a hurry. It's because of this. It's always situation dependent. But when someone cuts you off, it's like, ah, you're an asshole. It's like, well, you're seeing the nuance in yourself and choosing not to see it in them, right? When it's you, it's situation dependent, but when it was them, it's because of who they actually are as a person. And we do this in a million ways throughout our lives that we don't see. And so the reason I'm such a proponent of self-awareness is because it puts you in reality. It shows you what's actually true about the world, about you, and how you're showing up within it. And then from that place, you're able to change your life. But you can't change your life from delusion, right? And so anytime that you are putting a positive spin on something that essentially just ignores whatever that something is, you're not in reality. And so you can't change it. Remember, perspective is about finding the opportunity for diligent work, to actually put in the work to be the one that changes your own life. And you can't do that if you're ignoring it. Another way that we do that is a term called spiritual bypassing. I don't know if you've ever heard of this before, but it's the idea that you would use spirituality to cope with some kind of psychological pain. And we do this by suppressing the real problem. And I think that all religions have sort of a shadow aspect of themselves where, well, they have many different shadows. But I think one of the shadows I've seen in the New Age spiritual movement specifically is it tends to focus a lot on light and love and truth, but it tends to bypass darkness and shadows. And look, in the human experience, we've got to learn to grapple with all of that. We can't just grapple with some of it because then we're not living in reality. Anything you do to not feel something, it's generally just creating a new problem, or it's kicking the problem that you are having down the road further. And that actually leads into, why is it important? Why is it important to look for new perspectives? Why is it important to shift your understanding of things and look for opportunities to work? And the reason it's important is because if we are left to our default modes of thinking, we got here by survival, which means we are going to have an inherent negativity bias. We focus on what's negative because what's negative has been able to take us out of the food chain, right? And so you can just think about your mind. It will always focus on the negative. The problem is not that you think that you have an opinion, right? The problem is that you think that it's correct. And so what we do is we often have a negative bias about something, and then we convince ourselves that that's reality. And the truth is that that's actually only half the story. It's always only half the story. This is the problem with cynicism in general, right? It's not that you don't have reasons to be cynical. It's just that you're clinging to those and you're calling it reality, when in reality, you should be giving both the positive and negative aspects of everything equal airtime so that you can make the best decision for your life. Cynicism is like cutting off the branch that you're sitting on. It's not that it's not true. It's not that it doesn't, you know, work in some effect on helping you like conceptualize the world. It's that it's not helpful most of the time. Now, I do think that there are times where you're in a situation that just sucks, right? Like you just lost somebody. Maybe you just got a diagnosis. Like there are things that happen to us that are just so terrible. Maybe you got broken up with. Maybe you got fired. Yes, like feel all of those things and don't worry about rose-colored glasses. Don't worry about finding perspective. Just worry about feeling, because those feelings have got to go through you. You've got to feel them completely. But then there comes a time where it's time to start finding opportunities for work, because the things that we're up against can't bury us in this life. Like your story is so much more than what you're going through. But if you focus on what you're going through, it doesn't always feel like it. And so that's what I would tell you, is that there are times to just feel things and let things suck and let things be awful and be mad, be frustrated, be all the things that you are, because you can't deny those for any amount of time. But as those feelings course through you, understand that at some point you do have to look for the perspective that gives you an opportunity to do the work. That's not looking at the world through rose-colored glasses. That's not toxic positivity. That's not bypassing the problems. That's acknowledging what the problems are and then acknowledging your role and being able to actually do something about them. I love you guys. Hope you have an amazing week. We'll talk later on Morning Coffee.